Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go.
All right. So thank you so much for joining me on this morning. We're going to go right into it. I hope you had a wonderful rest and wonderful night. And so as we normally do on yesterday, we dealt with the need to critique yourself or your organization, then ask someone you trust to do the same and then compare. We were dealing with trying to make sure that we do what we need to do so we can go to the next level. So let me hastily get to this next point or to this discussion for today, which is you do not need everything. I'm gonna say that again. You do not need everything. Sometimes we can't get things done simply because we waste so much time thinking about what we do not have, who we do not have. And we go down this list of things that are not in our reach. And so I want you to know that some people, they say things like, you know, I'll start that business when I have this, or when I know this person or that person. Some say, you know, I'll move on and start doing great things when I will do this or that. And we have to be cognizant of the fact that we do not need a whole lot to get started. Or even if you're trying to get to the next level in your life or wherever you may find yourself, we have to keep in mind that we have to do all that we can do. And the thing is, I've heard several times people will say, you know, if you don't have it, you don't need it. And so I want you to keep in mind that we cannot allow what we do not have to stop us from attempting to do great things. And we'll get into the reason why in just a little while. And so after you make your list of the things and the reasons why you can't start or can't do something or whatever the case may be, I want to encourage you and let you know that your whole list, it doesn't matter, because you don't need everything to begin or to think about what you need to do to get to the next level. All right. Instead, I want you to get into your mind. I want you to start valuing what you do have. Okay. After you've made your list of what you don't have or who you don't know, whatever the case may be, I want you to discard that list. And then I want you to value what you do have, even if you have to put it in your notes section on your phone or write it down, whatever you have to do. I want you to do something strategic that's going to help you to value, to highlight, to see what you do have. Okay. For those who feel like you don't have much, I want to encourage you. I want to push you to search again, to search inside yourself again, to discover again. The whole gift, the whole notion of discovery is a blessing in and within itself, because when we learn how to discover, we're able to discover things even in the midst of what some would say the unseen. And so when we have the gift to discover, even discovering things about yourself, you will find that you will be able to find value or find things within you that exist that will be helpful and useful to you on your leadership journey. Okay. So once you keep that in mind, I want you to value what you do have. And if you still can't seem to find anything, any gift, any talent, any skills, I want to let you know that you just have to go to the mirror and you will find a great gift and something that is of value. Because no matter how many people are out in this world, no matter how many people are doing so many great things, there is only one of you. And so if you look in the mirror, and you, I promise you, you'll find value there. Because there is no duplicate. Even identical twins are not the same internally. They're not wired exactly the same. They have their distinct differences in which makes them unique, what makes them peculiar, what makes them stand out. And that is valuable. And we have to realize that there are things that are within us that are valuable, because nobody else in the whole world can be you. Yeah, they say everybody has a twin. You can go across the country or wherever and find somebody who looks like you if you don't find that person in the States. But I want you to know, even if someone looks like you, closely looks like you, whatever the case may be, you are still one of a kind, and that there is only one of you. And so we have to get that in mind. We have to be reminding ourselves that we are valuable. One of the shows or the types of shows that I used to watch were like Making the Band or American Idol or those types of things, where they would have an opportunity to audition in order to advance to be the to be on a show, you know, Sunday's Best and those types of shows. You all get my drift. And so when I watched those shows, one thing I noticed is that those who would come in there singing, those who would come in there rapping or whatever they did, and sounded like someone else, were trying to mimic someone else, those were the ones who were instantly asked to leave the show. Because the thing is this, the world is not looking for a duplicate. I'll say that. The world is not looking for a duplicate. They're looking for what is new, what is fresh, what is different. And so that is why we have to value ourselves, because if we worry about what we do not have so much, we will miss the opportunity to value ourselves, and to miss that there are people out there looking for the uniqueness of someone else. And that And that is what's going to help you and launch you and get you to your next level. And so we want to keep that in mind. Okay. And the next thing we want to deal with is that God cannot maximize what is not offered. And so sometimes we don't start something because we feel as if we don't have this, that, or the other. And I want to let you know that God cannot maximize what is not offered. And so if we are desiring to do something great, if we're desiring to start something or to grow our business or anything that we're trying to do, if we're trying to grow it and trying to do great things or even start it, it's going to be essential. It's going to be imperative for us as leaders, as individuals, to offer something up. It's just like your money. You cannot expect your money to grow and to expand over time if nothing is invested. Oh, it would be so nice if we could just go to sleep at night and just think, okay, all right, when we wake up, this money is just gonna expand that is in my wallet, or that, you know, whatever the case may be. But it doesn't work like that. You have to invest, you have to put it down, you have to let go of it, you have to offer it in order for it to expand and to grow. And the same thing is like that, the same thing is with God. You know, God has given us what God has given us, and it's our job to move what we have been given from seed form into a place in which it produces fruit. However, we have to offer something up in order for it to be maximized and before God will even begin to work on it. And we have to keep that in mind. We have gifts, we have talents, we have so many great things, but when we are given them, they are in seed form, and it's our job and it's our duty to be just to offer it and trust and believe that it will grow, and you will have everything you need to make sure you can get to the next level. Okay. And so I want you to be reminded that it's important to just give what you have, and you don't need everything. You must value what you have. You must remember that God can maximize what you offer. And this is my final thing I want you to understand and get, that you must be committed to the process. I cannot say this enough. You must be committed to the process. The truth be told, it's going to be hard. You know, life, it is what it is. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough. Your entrepreneur mindset, as you press on, as you go forward, it is going to be tough. However, it is your job. It is your duty as a leader, as an individual, that you remain committed, that you keep on going, that you do not stop, but that you just keep on committing to the process, because you have to know that it will be worthwhile. And so we talked about often the importance of doing things that are connected to your purpose. And if we're doing things that are connected to our purpose, that means that this purpose that we have, it has to be fulfilled. And if you know that you have something, a goal, an idea that has to be fulfilled, then that means you need to be committed to the process in order to fulfill the goal. Because we know that when we fulfill our mandate in life, then great things happen. And so we have to keep that in mind, that we must be committed to the process, because great things, they happen, but they do not happen overnight. When you think about every great person you know, every great leader, every great athlete, every great businesswoman or businessman, whatever the case may be, when you think about their success, truth be told, it may seem as if they came into the light overnight. It may seem as if things happen overnight, as if they didn't have to put in hours and hours of practice. I've been watching The Last Dance that tells of the story of Michael Jordan. And it may seem as if he just came from North Carolina straight to the NBA. But no, he has been putting in work over years, over years, over years. And so sometimes we just have to be committed to the process, because just like all those great individuals, we do not know when things will turn around. We don't know when things will take off. We don't know when things are going to just go fast. And when I say go fast, I mean for you to instantly get the recognition or whatever you're trying when the turn happened. Blessings, we have great opportunities, we have great things right around the corner, but sometimes we can't even take advantage of the great things around the corner, because for one way or another, for one reason or another, we stop in the middle of the sidewalk. And so I want you to be reminded that you have to keep on walking, be committed, keep on going, be determined, and keep on pressing forward. Even if the process is hard, keep going and be committed to the process, because right around the corner, you will find that you will be able to see some great things. We say that we want great things. However, it will be seen, it will be shown if we really want them by our commitment. Commitment, it tells everything. Commitment, it reveals it all. Because if you are not committed to a thing, then it's really impossible for you to even expect a thing. If you want to expect something, you have to be committed to it. Expectation, it is directly connected to one's commitment. And when I say that, I mean that as one is committed, they have the right to expect great things. However, if you're not committed to it, you cannot expect that anything will come of it, because what you put in, it is an indication of what you get out. And so I know people will say what you put in is what you get out, but I'm a firm believer that what I put in, I'm expecting God to maximize it, to be even greater, and that I will be able to have an even greater outcome than what I put in. And I believe it to be true. And I really believe that God really wants to do it for both you and I. There's some great things that need to be done, and God wants to use you. And so we have to keep that in our mind. And in this season, we must realize that we do not need everything. Yes, we have so many great ideas. We have so many great goals. We want to go to the next level and so on and so forth. However, I want to encourage you and let you know that this is now the time to prepare. This is now the time to read, to study, and to be committed to the process. Because what we do now is directly connected to what we will experience in the future. And so I want you to realize that you have great things within you. and that this is now the time to really hone in on the great things that you have and wait in expectation for great things, for greater things to happen in the future. And so as we close, there's two things that we always do. And that's a homework assignment and prayer. And let me just give some insight on this homework for today, because when I was going through and preparing, I wasn't going to do the homework for this day because I felt as if this topic, it just needed to breathe, you know, and just to soak in the information. However, as I was preparing to wrap everything up and to end the study and preparation, it just hit me that there is some homework that can be given and that should not necessarily just be done or assigned for today, but should be assigned for the rest of our days. And that is to celebrate yourself, your business, your ministry, your organization. That's it. To simply celebrate yourself, your ministry, your organization, or whatever it is, because the truth of the matter is, we don't celebrate ourselves enough. No, it's not arrogant. No, it's not cocky or conceited. Every now and then, you need to celebrate yourself. Celebrate the great things that God has allowed you to accomplish. Celebrate that where you once were in a couple of years or years past or a couple of weeks ago, wherever that is, whatever marker you want to make, where you were then, you're not there anymore, but you have progressed and you have gone a little further. Celebrate your commitment. Celebrate your achievements. If we do not celebrate ourselves, it's going to be hard to accept it, and it's going to be hard to realize it. And finally, it's going to be hard to demand it from others. And so we want to make sure that we celebrate ourselves and just enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, because even greater things are coming your way. And so I hope and pray that you are blessed and inspired and impacted by our morning session where we provide leadership insight and inspiration for the day. And let us pray. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so very much for this morning, this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together. We thank you, God, that we don't need everything. It's enough. What we have, it is enough. And that you would use what we have to do great things in this world. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you continuously be with us all day. God, you know what's before us. And even now, we are already equipped to have a great and wonderful, marvelous day. Help us, oh God, to not only realize that we don't need everything, but even in life, when we interact with others who are discouraged and don't know what they're going to do or feel like they don't have it in them to do great things, help us to be a light and help us to remind them, hey, you don't need everything. You have what you need and that you can begin, and you can begin now. Help us, oh God, to encourage others, inspire others as we interact with them, as we come, as our paths cross. Help us is my prayer. I pray, oh God, that you help us to have a wonderful day. And we declare and we decree that today will be filled with blessings. Today will be filled with wonderful things. Today will be filled with opportunity. Today will be filled with further encouragement and enlightenment so that we can be all that we can be. Thank you, God, for all things. It's in your name we pray. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining me on today. Again, I hope you enjoyed our morning time, our morning session, and I look forward to joining you on tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Peace and blessings, and may God continue to bless you. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance
assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together, so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we could be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.